Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called When Teaching Feels Sacred Again. There are seasons in education where the work feels mechanical. Bell rings, lesson starts, redirect behavior, answer emails, document incidents. You're doing the job, you're responsible, you're consistent, but you're not necessarily feeling the depth of it. And then, unexpectedly, something shifts. Not dramatic, not flashy, but weighty, almost sacred. And when I say sacred, I don't mean religious. I mean deeply human, deeply formative, deeply important. Let's talk about those moments. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is car rides with my children. There's something about sitting side by side, looking forward instead of at each other, where conversations flow naturally. Some of the most meaningful connections happen in those in-between spaces. Second thing that I'm thankful for is for the health of my family. When health is steady, it's easy to overlook it. But when you realize how fragile it can be, you start seeing it as foundational. It's something I don't take lightly. The third thing that I'm thankful for is safety of my dad after his scooter accident. Moments like that recalibrate perspective quickly. They remind you that they remind you what feels urgent in the classroom isn't always what's ultimate in life. All right. Well, let's go deeper. Let's get into the main topic, y'all, which is when teaching feels sacred again. Sacred usually follows fatigue. Sacred moments, they rarely show up when you're energized and inspired. They show up when you're tired, when you've redirected the same behavior multiple times, when you've repeated instruction, when you're trying to stay steady. Instead of reacting sharply, you pause. Instead of escalating, you regulate. That restraint creates space. And sometimes in that space, something meaningful happens. Sacred is often born out of endurance, not excitement. It happens in the middle of an ordinary day. So picture this. Picture a regular day of the week. Nothing special on the schedule. Nothing flashy planned. A student who's been struggling academically raises their hand. Now their answer isn't perfect, but it's thoughtful. And you see effort in their eyes. You know how far they've come. No one else in the room fully understands the journey, but you do. And in that quiet recognition, something feels weighty. That's sacred. Sacred feels like responsibility. There are moments when you become acutely aware that you are shaping how this young person understands adulthood. If you mock them publicly, that sticks. If you correct with dignity, that sticks. If you respond calmly under pressure, that sticks. Students are forming beliefs about authority, trust, and safety through you. Funky teachers, that awareness, it changes how you carry yourself. It's not pressure, it's responsibility. And responsibility carried intentionally, it feels sacred. It shows up in trust. A student, think about this, a student lingers after class, not for homework help, for conversation. They tell you something personal, something vulnerable. You realize they trust you. That trust didn't happen overnight. It was built through consistency, through fairness, through tone, through showing up the same way on good days and hard days. Trust is invisible until it isn't. And when you recognize it, the moment carries weight. See, sacred is often about restraint. You have the power to escalate a situation, to raise your voice, to embarrass publicly, to win the moment. And instead, you choose restraint. You pull the student aside privately. You lower your tone instead of raising it. The room stays regulated. The student stays dignified. No one applauds that choice. But safety increases. And safety is the soil where learning grows. Write that down. It's going to be in a test, y'all. I'll say that again. Safety is the soil where learning grows. And that quiet decision, that's sacred, y'all. It happens when growth becomes visible. You notice a student self-correct without prompting. You hear respectful disagreement where there used to be defiance. You see persistence where there used to be avoidance. Those are small shifts, but they represent internal growth. And internal growth is slow. When you see it unfolding, you realize that this is bigger than grades. This is formation. And formation carries weight. Let's talk about sacred moments that recenter you. There are days when you feel like you're just managing noise, managing deadlines, managing expectations. And then a moment happens that reminds you, hey, you're influencing human beings. You're helping shape how they recover from mistakes, how they speak to peers, how they respond to authority. That realization, it recenters you. It pulls you out of mechanics and back into meaning. And hard seasons, they sharpen sacred moments. When everything is smooth, you move quickly. When things are heavy, you pay closer attention. Sacred moments, they often stand out more clearly against difficulty. They remind you that even in tension, growth is happening. Even in frustration, formation continues. Hard seasons don't eliminate sacredness. They reveal it. You cannot manufacture sacred. You can't script sacred moments. You can't force them with decorations or perfect slides. Not at all. You can only cultivate conditions, these types of conditions, consistency, clarity, care, boundaries, and then stay present enough to notice when something shifts. Sacred moments are discovered. They're not designed. Sacred reminds you why you stay. It's not the paperwork that keeps you here. It's not the evaluation system. It's the moment you realize this is shaping a life. Not perfectly, not in some perfect way, not at all, but meaningfully. When teaching feels sacred again, even briefly, it steadies you, it grounds you, it reminds you that this is not just a job, it's influence, it's formation, it's deeply human. As I do a reflective close here, I want to say that if this work has felt routine lately, slow down. Look for ownership. Notice restraint. And recognize trust and see growth. Sacred moments are not rare. They are often unnoticed. And when you begin to notice them again, the work regains depth. Not hype, not pressure, meaning. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.